French vaccination plan. An internal French government document that outlines detailed plans and orders for the forced vaccination of the French population using secure vaccine facilities and starting from September 28th has emerged. The objective of the 19-page document is the systematic vaccination of the entire French population in the period October, November, December 2009, and January 2010. The French plan lists in detail the duties the vaccination teams are to perform, the layout of the vaccination centers, the location of the furniture, such as tables, and the number of vaccinations to be carried out in specific time frames by centers of various sizes. Secure facilities are to be established in every region that will serve as vaccination centers. On page 3, the order is explicitly given that no medical establishments should serve as vaccine centers. School-aged children are to be vaccinated by special mobile pandemic vaccination teams in their schools. The largest vaccination facilities, center of vaccination of a large capacity, with added security, are calculated to vaccinate 2,100 people each day. Vaccine teams are to work in parallel vaccinating people in 3-4-hour blocks each day, and the document calculates that two teams operating in this way will allow 184,800 injections to be given to 92,400 people in a center working 5 days a week for the entire 4-month period of the mass vaccination campaign. No explicit mention of forced vaccination is made, but the document states that everyone in the country without exception is to be vaccinated. Data from the health insurance bodies are to be used to ensure that everyone receives the toxic swine flu jab. Provisions to protect vaccine supplies are included. Emphasis is given to the need to store the vaccines at temperatures between 2 and 8 degrees. Babies from 6 months are to be given the vaccines, which contain ingredients such as the adjuvant squalene, which also in a dose more than 60,000 times higher than the amount of squalene that caused the Gulf War syndrome in U.S. and U.K. soldiers. The use of squalene is illegal in the USA and U.K., but is expected to be allowed there, too, under an emergency pandemic decree. The French government has bought 94 million doses of swine flu vaccine from Baxter, GSK, Novartis, and Sanofi to carry out the forced vaccination program. The GSK and Novartis vaccines are classified as bioweapons by US and EU regulators and contain the dangerous squalene. The August 21st document issued by French government appears to be a chilling plan to inject the French population the toxic vaccines under the cover of offering protection against a pandemic in just 4 weeks' time. The general public is only to be informed at the end of September of the plans by means of communications to the local press. Personnel are to be assigned to welcome people and to issuing questionnaires. However, no personnel are to be assigned to collecting or checking the questionnaires, sparking fears that the issuing of the questionnaires is just a control measure and a subterfuge to reassure people.